Cardinal Josef Ratzinger of Germany, whom we heard delivering today's homily, is one of the Church's hardline defenders of doctrine, considered one of the most conservative voices in the Church. As we've heard, he is a key contender to be the next pope, or at the very least, he'll be a formidable power broker in the election process. John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter has written a biography of Cardinal Ratzinger and joins us from Rome. Welcome back to the program.
Glad to be here.
John, Cardinal Ratzinger is the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine and the Faith. Can you explain what that means?
Well, this is the organism of the Vatican, which, historically speaking, is the successor to the Inquisition, and its job is to ensure that the Church's doctrine is being faithfully taught by the various organs in the Church that present teaching. So, in a sense, you can think of him as the Vatican's enforcer of the faith.
I've read a bit of Vatican humor that involves Cardinal Ratzinger that I guess explains both the strength of his convictions and the power of his argument.
Yeah, there's a famous joke that Ratzinger and two other theologians die at the same time, and they go up to the pearly gates, and the first theologian is ushered into a conversation with God and comes out several minutes later weeping, saying, "How could I have been so wrong?" And then the second theologian goes in and comes out saying, "How could I have been so wrong?" And then finally Ratzinger comes in, and after several minutes, God comes out weeping, "How could I have been so wrong?"
A man of some persuasion, evidently.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Ratzinger has been the architect of many of the most controversial aspects of John Paul's pontificate, from the crackdown on liberation theology in the 1980s, the struggle against the military dictatorships, which Ratzinger saw as a kind of Marxism in another guise. He was responsible for the battle in the 1990s against what's known as the theology of religious pluralism, this idea of trying to see other religions as vehicles of revelation and ultimately of salvation. And conservatives in the Church would see all of that as a necessary struggle against confusion and dissent. Obviously, other sectors of opinion in the Church would see it as an unacceptable kind of rigidity, almost a Catholic form of fundamentalism. That's one of the reasons that I think, while many people believe he is certainly a top candidate heading into this conclave, it also remains very much an open question whether he could actually get two-thirds of the vote, those 77 votes he would need to be elected pope.
In his homily today, when Cardinal Ratzinger warned about a dictatorship of relativism among Christians, in other words, that would be a very familiar theme for him.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think anyone who knows Ratzinger's life and thought would say that that homily is very much an expression of the man. He is someone who has never been shy about confronting what he would see as the forces hostile to Christianity at loose in the world. And I think his message was that the Church faces serious dangers in this world, and it ought not to be unprepared to face them. My suspicion is that many cardinals, having heard that, their reaction would be, as far as the content goes, it's absolutely unexceptionable. That is, they would agree with him on content. The question would be, is that the right way to present the Christian message to the broader world, or should the first note, at least, be one of optimism, hope, and energy?
It's interesting because he is, of course, from Germany, Western Europe, one of the places where the Catholic Church is in decline. His response to that, though, is what exactly?
Ratzinger is, you have to give the man credit for candor and for drawing the logical conclusions of his own premises. He has said many times that at least in Western Europe, and for that matter perhaps in the developed world, Christianity in the short term is going to have to become smaller in order to be faithful. I mean, he talks about Christianity as a creative minority. He may well be right about that, and there's a legitimate discussion to be had, but it is a somewhat bleak view of the short-term future that at least some of the Church would not find terribly attractive.
Mm-hmm. Do you think when people talk about him as a hardliner, one of the most hardline defenders of the faith, say, is there some subtlety in his thinking that's missed in that?
Well, I think, like so many labels, calling Ratzinger a hardliner captures some degree of truth, but by no means all of it. The truth is, Ratzinger is an exceptionally supple thinker. I mean, he's one of the most talented theologians of his generation, and I think anyone, whether they agree or disagree with him, would agree with that. And therefore, this is not a kind of knee-jerk, pre-reflective position. On the other hand, it is also true that Ratzinger, on most theological issues, would defend a very conservative, traditionalist position on the grounds that it is by clinging tenaciously to those conservative, traditional positions that the Church remains true to itself.
John Allen, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.
John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter and author of the book Cardinal Ratzinger, The Vatican's Enforcer of the Faith.